Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And if you have a teenager in your home, then you might be aware of the 2017 LDS Youth theme, which is simply ask. Taken from the Bible in James chapter 1, verse 5 and 6, Joseph Smith famously turned to this scripture as a 14-year-old boy in New York when he was wondering what church he should join. And he concluded from reading that scripture that he needed to pray and ask God if there was anything he was concerned about in order to help him find an answer. And along with this youth theme, there is also a musical album to supplement it with original songs that have to do with asking and praying in faith. Nick Day is a youth music manager for the LDS Church, and he joins us in the studio today to talk about this. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
So what does the theme ask mean to you?
So when we initially talked about it, like you said, we were talking about Joseph Smith and the experience that he had in the Sacred Grove and how we can all have a similar experience. We all have things that we are searching for that we want to know, and all we have to do is ask God, and He'll direct us. It won't always be in a certain way, but it'll be individual for each person.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important for the youth of today. There's a lot of people who are struggling to find their own testimonies. A lot of people who hear conflicting messages out in the world that there isn't a God or there isn't absolute truth anywhere. And I think this is a really timely message this year. Tell us a little bit about this album. Who's featured on it? What topics and types of music are covered in it?
Yeah, so the 2017 album is a collection of 11 songs. There are two versions of the theme song. There's a girl version and a guy version. And I mean, musical styles range from kind of a John Mayer feel to kind of Coldplay. It's just anything. We just try to do music that youth would like to listen to, that they're listening to right now, but with positive messages. So, I mean, there's a song about baptism. There's a song that's about hearing God's voice. There's the theme song, which is about prayer. There's one that's one of my favorites. It's called Thy Will Be Done, where it's just about accepting the Lord's will in our lives, even though it's hard. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's a lot of different songs, a lot of different styles, and I wrote the songs with each of the singers for each of the songs.
Okay, so you've been really involved in this for many months now, I'm guessing, to prepare for this year.
Yeah, it takes a lot of preparation, a lot of writing, arranging, and the production. Yep, there's a lot of elements that go into it.
And where can people access the album?
So if you go to the youth website, you can click on the mutual theme page. And
that's youth.lds.org?
Youth.lds.org, okay. Yep. And then you can go to the bottom left of the mutual theme page, and you can find all the songs and sheet music. And you can also go to Spotify and search 2017 Mutual Album, and the songs will all come up in Spotify. So,
and being so integral to this album, as you've helped these kids write these songs and produce this album, what are some things that you've learned?
I mean, I've learned a lot from working with these youth and just seeing their testimonies and their strength. Every time we write these albums, I feel like God really is helping us. Like He really does care, even though it seems like it may be kind of a small thing. I do a lot of music, but when I write this album, I feel like it's good because he's constantly, you know, helping us and pushing us in the right direction to know what to do with the songs.
Mm-hmm. You're a successful LDS musical artist in your own right. How are you able to write spiritual music that appeals to a larger audience when really the topic, spirituality, is so deeply personal?
I think that the approach that I take is I want to write music that is true, that people can relate to. A lot of my solo stuff that I've done isn't necessarily Mormon based, but it's just something. It has topics that a lot of Christian people can relate to, and not even just Christian people, but whoever believes in a God, you know, that it's just about the personal relationship that we have with God. And I think if I sing about things that are real and true, I think it'll resonate with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, those experiences are very individualized. God speaks to us and answers our prayers in a way that best communicates with us. But I think there are some general themes too that, like you said, different people can hold on to and draw hope from as well. And what do you hope those who listen to the album will gain from this experience? What do you hope they feel or learn or know about Ask?
Well, I hope when people listen to the album, they'll just think about the words and feel, I guess, a desire to, like I said before, increase or have a better relationship with God. And that has, in order to have a relationship with God, we have to talk to him. We have to pray. And it's not just a one-way conversation, but it goes both ways. And so I hope that when people listen to this, they'll just have a desire to have a better relationship with God.
Yeah, we can't just ask. We have to receive and listen also. Yep. Well, definitely a good thing for the youth of today to hear about in their lessons at church and also through this musical album as well. So thank you for being here and sharing your thoughts today. And if you would like more information about the youth theme for 2017 and the music album, like Nick said, you can go to youth.lds.org for more information. And we're going to close our episode today with a quote from James chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, which is the scripture that this theme is taken from. And it says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed." Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.